It's summertime, summertime, some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 some, summertime,
summertime, summertime, some, summertime, summertime.
We'll shut them books and throw away. Say goodbye to those good days. But go on and change your ways.
KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Guess what tomorrow was? Not tomorrow. Guess what yesterday was? The first day of summer. Don't you love it? It's gorgeous out today. That's why I'm in a studio, I guess. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. Happy summer to you. 884-9910. Lots of things planned in Northern Nevada for this, let's see, 2019, let's call it summer of fun. Monica at 991fmtalk.com if you want to shoot me an email this morning. Got lots of things to go over, some curious things. I haven't been to the Social Security office in years, so I need to help, or I need your help with something. If anybody's been there recently, I got an email that I want to share with you. And I just, honestly, I don't know if this is going on or not, so you need to let me know if you've been to the Social Security office recently. Monica at 991fmtalk.com as well. Love it. So gosh, you know, this is how days are planned. I was supposed to have Michael Clark on yesterday. He was a no-show. Supposed to have Bob Conrad on today as of, 10 o'clock. He's a no-show. Am I just irking people off? I don't know. I keep getting all these people. Seriously? You're going to sit there and shake your head? Ugh. Fortunately for me, I do have another special guest today. And I've been promising to bring her and drag her in by her beautiful long hair for quite a bit now. But my little sister from Big Brothers, Big Sisters, with the permission of her mother, so I don't get, you know, don't put a kid on you. Like, blah, blah, blah. Might traumatize her for the rest of her life. No, this is Vanessa. Vanessa, welcome to the show.
Hi.
I knew you were just going to be full of it today. Yeah, I know. I'll probably have to interrupt her and stop her from talking at times. She's just staring at me like, yeah, whatever. But let's talk about the Social Security office for just a sec. So I got this email from Chris. Dear Monica, I had to write you regarding an incident at Social Security here in Reno. This time it has gone too far. Again, to reiterate, I have not been in there for myself. So if you've been in there recently, please help me with this. Upon entering, you now have to empty your pockets out by placing your items in a tray. Furthermore, the guard went through my backpack without my consent, violating the Fourth Amendment through intimidation. I was angry and intimidated with a man in front of me fully armed. He explained to me, things are what they are. What kind of explanation is that? Things are what they are. And that all federal buildings are now like this. Okay, now I need your help with, if anybody's been in a federal building recently, I don't go into these buildings. I don't need to. So please help me out here. This reminded me of what happened in Germany under the National Socialist German Workers' Party, as explained by Kitty Weatherman in her videos of how Germany became a police state. The Nazis systematically took away the rights of the Germans and Austrians, as I see here in the United States via the Democrats and Republicans both. I hope you can read this so people can wake up before it's too late. Sincerely, Chris. Wow. Okay. Chris, first off, thank you for the email. I appreciate that. I have not recently been into a federal building. I have not been into the Social Security office. So if this is something that's going on, we're going to have to find out about this and get the word out, because this is not, and I repeat, this is not how American citizens should be treated. And if their excuse is to say, well, people are getting angry with the government and, you know, more security for everybody has to be, you know what? Well, first off, if the government would start doing what the people actually want, not all the people, if the government would start doing what American citizens want, then maybe you wouldn't have so many of these issues that you had to treat people like this. But again, I want to hear from you on the subject. Because this supposedly is happening in Reno. And whether it be Reno or really anywhere, this isn't how it should have to be. You know, if I wanted armed guards anywhere, you know, saying that they're protecting people, well, I'd rather see them put in the schools first and protect the kids rather than government bureaucrats. Sorry, just my thoughts. I mean, if this is how we have to live, then I'm more inclined to protect the kids who might be able to come up with a solution in the future rather than protect the politicians who have created basically this whole problem of what we're seeing now. And why? Because we keep reelecting the wrong people. We keep approving the wrong people. You know, how the Washoe County School Board can sleep at night re-upping the contract for Tracy Davis is beyond me. They're not even allowed to speak up at the meetings because, well, there's a rule against that. There's a rule against, you know, speaking rudely or... That's what Bob and I were going to talk about, you know, the behind the scenes of the Washoe County School District, because he's the writer and editor for This Is Reno. It's an online news source. And Bob goes to all of these meetings. Let's see. Oh, and an email from Bob. I said, where are you? Let's see. Hi there. I'm sorry. I didn't put it on my calendar. I'm working today on school district stuff, so I won't be able to. What is another good time and day? Well, I'll give him one more chance, and then we'll see what happens. Interesting that he is working on school board stuff, and that's what we're talking about today. I'll get back to you later, Bob. I'm busy doing a show. Because I've got the more important interview here anyway. I have Vanessa. How old are you now?
I'll be 15 in
November. Can you speak up and actually talk towards Mark? Come on. Be enthusiastic. This is what it's like dealing with a teenager nowadays, people. Sit up straight.
This is hard.
I'm going to turn your mic up just a little bit more.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. But you still have to speak up.
Obviously.
How does your mother deal with you? She is a saint.
Yeah.
Yeah, you, okay, so this is just for me. This is just for my benefit?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I love her to death.
I'm going to stand.
You're going to stand? Okay, that's fine.
I don't want to sit.
Okay, you can do whatever you want in here. This is our time. Yeah.
I'm going to dance.
You're going to dance? Okay, that's fine, too. So, how old are you again?
I'm 14.
And what grade are you in?
I'll be going into ninth grade in August.
High schooler. And why not? You're talking too soft. People can't hear you.
Okay.
Is that better, Mr. Producer?
Okay.
You got to take this seriously. You don't want to get me fired, do you?
No.
All right. Is it because you're tired?
No.
It's summer. You wanted to sleep in today?
Probably. Probably needed it.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry that you stayed up too late doing whatever you were doing. But yay, going into high school. Let's see. We've been together for...
Since fifth grade. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. How I haven't killed you yet. No, I'm just kidding. Mom.
Very funny.
She's probably thinking the same thing.
Probably.
All right. Yeah. Young and powerful is what your shirt says.
Yes.
But you have to project if you want to show people that power.
Yeah.
All right. Not just young. All right. What do you think about the Washoe County School District?
It's all right.
It's all right?
I mean, I don't entirely like it, but...
You've got to speak up. Yeah, in more ways than one. Now, you're in cheer. I'm going to teach you how to do this. You're in cheer. Think about when you're out in cheer and, you know, you're going about your thing and you're getting enthusiastic.
I get enthusiastic?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You just lifted people. So, yeah. All right. Well, we're going to have a little conversation off the air because you know how I am. But we'll be back. If you've got any comments about what I read earlier about the Social Security office being armed and kind of going through a to-do just to get inside, let me know. Is this the way that we're going? 884-9910 or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. It's KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. Looks like she's pouting now. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. See, I've never been a parent, so if this is how teenagers act, you're going to have to help me out here. Vanessa, my guest today, big brothers, big sisters. She's my little sister, mentor. We've been together for, what, 5 years now? No, 4 years.
Almost four. Yeah.
Gosh. Can you hear her better now, Mr. Producer? I'm moving her around. Putting her on different microphones. Let's go to those phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Sue this morning. Hi, Sue. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I just left Social Security office, and you know what? I wasn't offended at all that they wanted to check my stuff. I mean, and you know what the guard said to that other woman? Unfortunately, these are the times that we live in. And, you know, if I go to DMV, I'm surprised they're not doing the same thing there because, let me tell you, I am hypersensitive to what's going on around me because of the times that we're living in.
I'm glad you said that. Okay, so it was you're emptying out your pockets. If you've got a backpack, they're looking through backpacks and just checking people as they come in. Were the guards there armed?
Yes. There were two guards, one at the door. He told us before we even walked through the door what to expect. I didn't have a backpack or anything like that, but, you know, I had my wallet, my keys, and so forth and so on. But, like I say, I wasn't offended at all. I think, it's the times that we're living in, sad as it is.
Okay. Well, I'm so glad you called in because at least I know for sure now because I don't want to, you know, put bad information out there. So if you go to a federal building, I guess, or the Social Security office, this is something that we just have to prepare ourselves for. Did you feel safer, Sue?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you know, like I say, you know, if you go to DMV, they're not doing that yet. I'm surprised. It's probably on the horizon. But, you know, I try and put myself in a position where I can see everything that's going on because people are nuts these days.
Sue, I could not agree with you more. Even Vanessa, for as quiet as she is shaking her head. All right. Well, Sue, thank you for the call, and I appreciate that update. That's interesting. I didn't know that this was going on. So, you know, maybe that should be a question. Where do you want to see this happen? You know, rather than now, are we bothered that it's happening? Do you think that this should be happening more places? Do you think that people should be having their bags and their items checked, and people should be armed at what locations? Do you agree with Sue? Should we have this going on at the DMV? Should we? Well, we have armed enforcement and metal detectors at courthouses. Let's see, where else might we think about them being? City Hall? When you go into City Hall, I don't think my belongings have ever been checked there. Who do we look out for first? Is this for the safety of the public? Again, where would you like to see this happening? I would rather see it happening in gun-free zones. Okay? If I am going to be forced to be in a gun-free zone, which is schools, hospitals, whatnot, do we need to take safety of everyone more seriously? So everybody's bags are checked. Do we wand people? You know, basically, is it like going through TSA? Do we have metal detectors at the schools? Let's go to the expert and check in with Vanessa. Vanessa, how do you feel about going into high school with what kind of goes on in society today? Do you feel safe going to school?
So my middle school, I think the only metal detector I've ever seen is going into the library. Yeah.
Because so many people get shivved in the library? I don't what is that?
I don't know. But that's the only place I've seen it. I mean, kids are pretty stupid, but I don't think they're dumb enough to bring a gun to school unless they have a means to.
Means to, as in, say it's unlocked at home, or?
Or if they just feel interested to, maybe to try and show off, but you never know what could happen with it.
Yeah. Is there bullying still in schools?
Definitely.
Okay, so a few years ago, we had the state come forward after there was I believe it was the shooting at Hug High.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all, kid brought a gun to school because of bullying. He was being bullied.
Yes.
Do you think that the Office of Student Bullying or whatever was created, and Pedro Martinez, I think, was put in place of that and with Sandoval, he was the superintendent of the Washoe County School District. Have they done anything at your school or schools to change bullying or to help prevent it?
No, because I believe not that long ago, a girl from Vaughn got moved from going to public school to being homeschooled because she was being bullied by other kids.
Okay. So you've been to a couple of different schools just because of the way that our relationship has been. So I've seen you at a couple of different schools.
Yeah.
Over the years, who do you think bullies more? Is it boys or is it girls?
Girls.
Girls bully girls more.
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
We're more judgmental.
Oh, isn't she adorable how she puts we in there? What do you mean by we're more judgmental? I mean, are we more judgmental or we get jealous easier?
Jealous, yeah, definitely a lot. I mean, I think the only reason boys bully girls or any other people for that reason is because they don't know how to treat someone right. But girls, I think they just do it because they think it's cool.
Like more girls are getting into gangs nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, that's been over the last, 10, 12 years now.
Yeah. Like my seventh grade year, I knew some girls that I were friends with. And then towards the end of the school year, I started getting bullied by them. And I don't know why. But it ended up stopping once one of the girls left. She like started the whole thing. And then going into my eighth grade year, I felt a lot more safer than I went leaving my middle school.
Okay. Are you excited about high school?
No, I'm nervous.
Now, are you nervous from the standpoint of the whole education thing, or are you nervous about the people and the possibility of what's happening?
All of it.
All of it?
All of it.
All right. You're going to hear me say this so many times during the show. You are so adorable. I just want to... Your mom is so lucky. I know. Earlier I was going to kill you, but that's just, you know. I guess that's what happens when you deal with teenagers nowadays.
It's mood swings.
Mood swings, yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Menopause, is that what you're saying? No. Okay. Mood swings for me or mood swings for you?
All of it.
All of it. Okay. Well, at least she knows that. All right. Talk lines are open, 884-9910. So we've had confirmation. We've got security and now searches at Social Security office. Where would you like to see more TSA-like screening? Where would you like to see those bags being checked and maybe a wand or an armed guard? KKFT, it's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show here on 99.1 FM Talk. Here's Fox News. KKFT, this is downer music. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. Emails open too at monica@991fmtalk.com. We'll get to your emails in just a second. I've been told I have to apologize, but I don't apologize for anything. I was misled. Of course, most of you know we are the home of Fox News. Very proud of that. And I am a very proud Fox watcher. So first thing my television records during the day is the 5, and that comes on at 2. So I was watching it last night, getting my enjoyment of the team, and they said that summer was yesterday. Okay, sorry. They were wrong, so I was wrong because I was just repeating it. Summer is not until Friday, so June 21st. That is when summer is. So to my producer, no more summer songs until Friday. Just nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. So, there you go. Sorry to mislead you. It's just so gorgeous outside. I mean, come on. My husband and I were even talking about it. So, we'll get to Vanessa just a second here. I want to talk a little bit more about bullying. Let's go to the phone lines, though, at 884-9910 and check in with Kevin from Carson this morning. Hi, Kevin. What would you like to talk about?
Morning, Monica and your guest. It's a very interesting show. This idea of being searched before you go into different buildings, it has its pluses and minuses. I mean, I'm kind of an out-and-about guy, and you go into these places, you know, you can't keep your pocket knife. I can't keep my concealed carry weapon, which I have a permit for. And, you know, you're completely defenseless if some crazy person managed to get by these totally professional guards that are supposed to protect everybody. And it's kind of scary.
Well, and you've seen them get by people at TSA.
Well, they seem to miss some things now and then. I'm sure you've heard of that.
Oh, yeah. They've missed bombs before. I mean, what kind of training is that? And then who's actually going to be doing the search?
I don't know really what the best answer is on this. I mean, you're everybody, but then at the same time, you're making law-abiding citizens completely defenseless. I mean, you're down to your fists and your knuckles to protect yourself against guns or what people bring in.
Yeah, and that's what I have the big problem with, especially if you can't, you know, how many men in this city and state carry pocket knives? I mean, this is Nevada.
I imagine quite a few. You need it in your work. And, you know, if you're going to, say you go to the courthouse, they check you there. If you're going to go visit somebody in jail, they check you there. So, I mean, you have to leave all your tools and anything you could use to protect yourself in your truck to go in there and just hope for the best that you get out without any incident.
You know, I have to ask you, Kevin, you've been into banks before. So when you've walked in, there's usually an armed guard. Does that make you feel safer when you go into the bank? Does that make you feel like someone is actually protecting you?
Because most of the guards I've seen at banks don't have a weapon on them.
Yeah, exactly.
Some don't. But, so, you know, if it's a gun-free zone, well, the guard's probably not going to have a weapon either.
Yeah, I'm with you, Kevin. I don't know what to think about this because it doesn't necessarily make me feel safer that people are being searched because how thoroughly are they searching them? Are you just, I mean, I've been to places where they search your bag and, you know, they say no water or anything like that. And my bag's full of it because I put it in a side pocket and nobody sees it. So how thoroughly are these people searching? And that concerns me. It really does.
Well, the number one thing, you know, before anybody can come to your assistance is you have to be prepared to help your family, your children, yourself, because you'll have to do that before the police can actually get there.
Yeah. And you know what? I guess that goes back to just automation, that we're all going to be doing our Social Security business. We're all going to be doing our banking business and everything like that just from home because we don't want to go out into public.
Yeah, it's a changing, strange world. And I wish the best for your little sister there. I hope that her experience in high school goes very well.
Thank you, Kevin. We appreciate that. You have a great day and get ready for summer.
Okay, will do.
KKFT 884-9910 if you'd like to make a comment on that day and or on that subject. Do you feel safer going in when people are being searched? I mean, we have seen thousands of issues with TSA, you know, searching people and things get by and then they take your little pocket knife that, you know, you're just trying to cut stuff open with. Can't even cut a person open with it. Oh. All right. I'm coming back to you now. You're smirking over there. So this is Vanessa. She's my little sister through Big Brothers Big Sisters. If you've ever wanted to be a part of something that is fun, not only for you, but for the person you're mentoring. Have I been a good mentor?
Yes.
Okay. I just checking. Big Brothers Big Sisters. Especially men. There are a lot of boys out there on the waiting list. Women are a little bit easier to volunteer. So, guys, if you can, Big Brothers Big Sisters, a lot of boys out there that really, really need the direction. I mean, here we're sitting about talking about bullying and being searched, just going out into public places now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it is because these boys don't have mentors. Or
yeah.
The girls don't have mentors, because you say the girls are just as bad.
Possibly worse.
Okay. Because we have purses we can carry.
Yeah.
We can hide stuff easier. So I mentioned it a little bit on the air before, but you were actually bullied last year, kind of out of the blue.
Yeah.
How did that start?
So I had these friends. One of them was a girl and one of them was a guy. And they started dating. And the girl was very, like, what's the word? Jealous and overprotective. And me and this guy were really close. Like, we had a handshake. We were, like, best friends. And me and him were standing outside talking one day after lunch. And these two girls came up that were a friend of his girlfriend's. And they started saying bad stuff to my friend. So I got in front and said it's not their business about what we were talking about. And then after they, like, walked away to go tell their other friends what happened, they started following me around outside. And so it made me a little nervous, but I knew I did the right thing because no one should be hurt for talking to someone else because it's just not right. And then later that week, I was on the bus on the phone with my mom, and it was my bus stop. So I was on my way to get out, and this girl behind me came up to me and slapped my ear where my phone was when I was holding it up, and didn't feel so great. It hurt, but I kept walking like it didn't, like, really happen because no one else saw it. But it happened again later that week, so I kind of, like, let it go on to see if it'd stop. But then one of the girls, the girl that hit me, she moved to California. And then after that, it started to, like, slowly die down.
So but other girls were doing it?
Only one of the girls hit me, but other girls were, like, making fun of me, taunting me, and calling me names.
Did you ever go to a teacher about this? Or
teachers knew about it, and I was really close with my ELA teacher last year. And I told her everything, and, like, she couldn't really do anything because she, like, hasn't seen it in person. Because the girls are, like, really, like, secluded in how they do it. But
so they keep a watchful eye out for the teachers or parents who are supposed to be out, like, watching the grounds and...
Yes. And it got to the point where this girl, she was way bigger than me last year, and she threatened me that she was going to fight me on my way out to the back of my school after lunch, because it's a rule that we have. So that day, when I found out, I didn't go out back because I didn't feel safe. And so I hung out with my 8th grade friends, and they kind of helped me feel safe, and I had a lot more fun with them than I do out back, even though that I have the principal, the vice principal, and, like, another teacher out there watching all of us, but they don't really, like, do anything.
So really, you feel better with your friends than any... Okay. Boy, that tells you a lot about how kids are watched in school. Do you think you're getting the education that you deserve, that you need?
Yes. This year, I was struggling in math because I'm really slow at learning because I'm a visual learner, so I have to, like, see it before I do it. And I started to fail my math class. So I talked to my mom, and she got me a math tutor. It helped me so much that I started getting A's and B's on tests, and I was really happy about it.
But that was with the help of a tutor. That wasn't really what you were learning in class.
Yes. But I stopped using my tutor towards, like, the middle of the year because I started to, like, understand it better. But if I really needed the help on something before a big test, I'd ask her for help because I knew she'd help me. But my math teacher was very nice, and she'd helped me so much in that class, and so would one of my other teachers. I actually finished this year with a 4.0 GPA.
Yay!
Because I had so much help from my friends, my family, and my teachers.
Nice. How do you think teachers are treated in the school district?
There's so much to say. I mean, I know they don't get paid enough for dealing with high schoolers or teenagers or little kids for that matter, but they seem to push through it all the way and get through it.
Do you think they're intimidated to not say things? Because I know you and I have talked in the past when you went to another school that there were problems and issues, but your teacher didn't feel like she could say anything.
Yeah. Okay, so last year I was in my math class, and I knew my math teacher personally because she was a friend of my mom's. So one day, these two girls got into it, and she called the principal up here, separated them. They both got in so much trouble, but my math teacher didn't feel safe because she didn't know what could happen. And so it made her feel bad because it's not the first time that she had to deal with it.
And in seventh grade.
Yeah. And usually when, like, stuff like that happens, you have to write a report for, like, police to tell them exactly what happened. And it got to the point where she couldn't deal with middle schoolers anymore, so she went back to teach elementary school.
Wow. Because of the violence.
Mm-hmm. And the way we mistreated her. She was not treated nicely.
Well, don't put yourself in there unless... Were you mistreating her?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, don't put yourself in that basket then. They were mistreating her.
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure you understand that. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. You're live and local FM Talk. We're talking about the Washoe County School District. And come back with maybe, you know, from a student's perspective, what could actually make it better? I wonder if Tracy Davis is listening. Probably not. 884-9910. It's okay. You can laugh. I consider myself funny every once in a while. Or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. We'll be right back after this with more from Vanessa on KKFT. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM talk show for all of Northern Nevada. We're going to have a discussion with Bob Conrad today from This Is Reno online news source about the Washoe County School District. He follows all of their meetings, goes to all of their meetings, and, well, follows all the stories with them. So I thought, what a great idea. I'll have my little sister come in, too, and we can discuss that. But Bob didn't put it on his calendar, so he's working on other things right now. So it's just Vanessa and I. Started off the show with talking about an email that Chris sent me, and that was regarding an incident in Social Security here in Reno that I guess now... Do you need to blow your nose?
No, I'm okay.
A little sniffing in the background. Okay, so he went into Social Security, had his bags checked, had to pull everything out of his pockets, and then there are armed guards there. And then Karen called and said, well, you know, I just came from there, and it made me feel better. You know, I felt a little bit safer. We do have to be hypersensitive of what's going on around us. Are you that way when you go out into public? Are you hypersensitive as to what your surroundings are?
Yes. I pay very close attention to who I'm around and who I could most likely trust in a timely matter. So if something happened and I saw someone older and who I thought I could trust, I'd go to them for help. So, yeah.
Are you afraid of law enforcement?
Mm-mm. I have family in the law enforcement, so it doesn't really scare me, but it doesn't necessarily make me feel safer as a kid.
Okay. What about the kids in your school? Do they trust law enforcement, or what are their feelings toward law enforcement?
They don't like it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's probably because most of them are in gangs, but they don't like it.
Now, what makes you say that? What makes you say that because most of them are in gangs?
Because I know them, and they talk about it, and I know their older brother, not saying names, but their older brother is part of it. So it's kind of like a routine thing that they do.
You look up and admire your siblings if mm-hmm. they're older, and you want to emulate what they're doing.
Yes.
In 7th and 8th grade.
Yes.
Okay, so we're not even talking about high school.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So Dave wrote in. Please don't be offended. So Dave wrote in and said there's a reason some animals eat their young. Okay, that's just for some other kids, not for my adorable Vanessa here. We were talking about the only metal detector that Vanessa has seen in school is at the library for some reason. John says the metal detector beeps if you steal a book. I don't know why anyone would steal a book from a library. They will gladly give it to you. True. I mean, that seems like a waste of a resource there. Bank of America at 7th and McCarran had an armed guard at the door for years because they were robbed twice. Then they decided they didn't need one because the robbery stopped. Now no guard. Run by idiots. I got to agree with that one. Wouldn't you think that it was the armed guard that was keeping people away from robbing the place? Okay. I feel stark raving naked when I have to leave my gun in the truck. I felt naked 2 years ago. I was stationed at Cubby Point in the Philippines as Ferdinand Marcos' gun ban laws were still in place. You know, people have to do what they have to do to protect themselves now. Do you feel that way when you're out and about? Do you think that... I mean, you've grown up with Parkland and Sandy Hook and Newtown and all of that. How do you feel about that? Do you think that people should be able to have their Second Amendment and be able to have guns?
Yes and no, because I feel if they don't know how to properly use them, don't bring them. Don't even bother with it. But if you are used to it and you know what you're doing, please help us. Like, I want to be safe. I don't want to die.
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
That sheriff's deputy that just stood outside and
you know, oh, I think it's firecrackers and stuff going on inside.
Yeah.
How would you feel if you went to school every day and you saw somebody armed at the school? Would that make you feel better or would that make you feel more apprehensive?
Depending on who it is, if it was a kid, I don't think I'd trust it.
No, not a kid. If a teacher was armed,
I'd feel safer.
Feel safer.
Okay. If they weren't out to hurt us.
Okay, so not a psychotic teacher, a teacher that was actually just, you know, trying to carry. And okay. All right, just checking. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. Boy, we got a lot of things we're talking about today. You want to join in? 884-9910. KKFT, it's the Monica J Show on 99.1 FM Talk.